It's a fact. The housing sector is the linchpin of the U.S. economy. It's the center of most Americans' sense of wealth and well-being. Its growth supports a gigantic manufacturing and service sector. It is the real asset homes are upon which trillions of dollars of financial investments are based. And so the health of the housing sector is perhaps the most revealing economic indicator in terms of conveying raw numbers, but also human scale, progress, or setbacks. Check out this story from one of our takeaway listeners.
Hey, this is Santos Granados. I'm in Detroit, Michigan. My neighborhood at one point in time had 40 houses on a block, and now livable houses are about 10.
From 40 houses to 10. That takeaway listener is one of 4 million families caught in the wave of foreclosures since 2007. The solution to the housing crisis eludes the Obama administration and most economists. There's a staggering inventory of houses either in foreclosure or about to be that itself is a threat to home prices in neighborhoods all around the U.S. In states, the crisis is seen as a pitched battle between vulnerable consumers and predatory and opportunistic banks. And this week, we may see a multi-billion dollar settlement with some of the biggest mortgage-providing banks, including Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, Ally Financial. Possible compensation to consumers for the way foreclosures were handled during the desperate, chaotic days of the financial meltdown and its aftermath. Here to talk about all of that is Shiloh Dewan, economics reporter for our partner, The New York Times. She's been covering the push for a deal by the state's attorneys general. Shiloh, what's the scale of this deal and how much cash could go to consumers, do we know?
It depends on how many states sign on. We learned last night that more than 40 states have signed on to the deal. If it's all 50, we're going to see $25 billion of relief.
And this is compensation for practices and behaviors by the banks that include what?
Well, the most famous one is robo-signing, where they basically just turned into foreclosure machines and allegedly cranked out document after document that was not properly vetted. But it has expanded to include all kinds of foreclosure-related abuses.
And this was a product of, at the time of the financial meltdown, banks were forced to write down securitized mortgage securities and a paper on their books that was worthless. And to do that, they had to sort of push to foreclosure. And the scale of the problem was such that, they adopted some of these tactics for good or ill, and consumers got caught in the jaws of it all.
Right. We're talking about a tidal wave of foreclosures, right. 4 million since the beginning of 2007.
Unbelievable. Joining us now is takeaway listener Gordon, who listens to the program on WLRN in South Florida. Gordon, does any of what Shiloh is talking about sound familiar to you?
Well, done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, what would constitute fair and honorable compensation for you based on the experience you've had?
I'd like to get back some of the incremental amounts that were added into the ARM.
The adjustable rate mortgage that you had, right?
Yes. But the point that I raised, and I raised this with the lender, I said, you approved myself and wife, you approved our earnings based on the initial amount of the payment. And later on, when it doubled, what would you have done then? And I wrote the CEO of the mortgage firm, GMAC, and I received all sorts of fluff in reply, and I was bounced around between 20-odd individuals. And I have a file three inches thick of paperwork, so I can only urge anybody who's in a foreclosure, be very tough. Don't start to throw money at the banks. If you're going into thinking about touching your 401k, chop your fingers off.
Wow.
And keep it, because they will not help you. And you must just go to the end on this. And if it means getting out of your house, get out of it. But in the meantime, under these new arrangements, perhaps something can be saved.
Gordon, let's go through the details of your experience. Your house went underwater in 2009. You tried to change things. It didn't happen. And I gather this had some fairly draconian domestic consequences as well.
Oh, yes, it did, yeah. Yeah, it messed up the family a lot, and it led to a separation. And the point is it also created a lot of financial hardships that will never in my lifetime, they won't get better because I'm pretty well past the hiring age. And I was set up to go into a reasonable retirement, and now that's not out
of the picture. Gordon is a Takeaway listener at WLRN in South Florida. Shiloh Dewan, economics reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Are the attorneys general in the states who are pushing this settlement, are they responding to voices like that, or what is it that's pushing this?
They are, and they are actually trying to put things in the settlement that will make the experience for people, homeowners like Gordon, much easier. They want the banks to give people a single point of contact that they can talk to about their mortgage needs and their need for a modification. For just one example, they say that these customer service guidelines, if you will, expand to 42 pages. So they're definitely listening.
Now, those are lessons learned for future mortgage holders. But for someone like Gordon, best case scenario in a state like Florida, where the housing crisis is really ground zero, Nevada is another example, what's the most they could possibly hope for in terms of some sort of settlement out of this? I gather it's close to $25 billion is what the sum total is going to be.
Right, and that breaks down into different pots. For Gordon, who I take it has already lost his home to foreclosure, he could get about more or less $2,000. There's going to be a kind of mass class action settlement, if you will, for people who were foreclosed on by the participating banks. Other people who still have their houses may see their debt reduced. People who are current on their mortgages may be able to refinance at a lower interest rate. The banks are going to be required to approve more short sales more quickly and let people out. So those are all components of the deal, as we've been told.
And cash compensation for people like Gordon?
About $1,800 to $2,000 per family for 750,000 families.
Oh, Gordon, that hurts, babe.
But Gordon does not give up his right to sue the banks, which, as we both know, is very hard to do for an individual homeowner.
Shiloh Dewan, thanks for that reality. Economics reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Gordon, good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Pleasure talking with you.
Takeaway listener, keep listening on WLRN in South Florida.
If you're going into thinking about touching your 401k, chop your fingers off.
Wow.
And keep it, because they will not help you, and you must just go to the end on this.
Our listener Gordon gave us that takeaway. Pretty powerful, eh?